American people.
And CBS News has learned the Trump administration wants the VA to eliminate tens of thousands of jobs. CBS's Michael Wallace has details.
In an internal memo, the VA's chief of staff calls for a return to 2019 staffing levels before the Biden administration expanded the VA to 479,000 employees to help treat the growing number of veterans impacted by burn pits. The memo tells VA leaders to work with the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to identify which jobs should be cut.
The president has responded to pressure from automakers who want him to hold off on imposing tariffs on the vehicles they impose. Import, that is. CBS's Weijia Zhang has that.
President Trump had a call with the big three U.S. automakers, Ford, Stellantis, and GM, who have been pressuring him for a carve-out for vehicles built in Canada and Mexico. The White House announced a one-month exemption for cars and trucks.
As people in the Los Angeles area clean up environmental hazards resulting from January's devastating wildfires, there's growing concern about the effect on nearby marine ecosystems. CBS News environmental correspondent David Schechter has been speaking with some scientists.
The concern is that lead or cadmium are really bad things that had floated out into the ocean. You know, they quickly settle down to the bottom, and that these bottom feeding fish will start to eat on it. And so that it's the system where, you know, the small fish eat it and the bigger fish eat it, and then all of a sudden, could it be in the larger fish that humans consume?
A student at Miami Palmetto Senior High School in Pinecrest, Florida, has been diagnosed with measles. Other students are worried they might be infected as well.
A lot of people are kind of close together, and we're all, like, right here, so it could spread really quickly.
School officials say they are keeping parents informed, and they will host a vaccination clinic. Florida's now the 11th state with a measles case. In Port Arthur, Texas, there's been a crash involving buses used to transport workers to and from plants. First responders rushed dozens to the hospital. Most of them were checked out and fine, but five people are in critical condition. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
What city is the wine capital of the world? You might be surprised.
The wine capital of the world? Why, it must be Paris, of course, where connoisseurs can sip the heady harvests of the country's 11 wine regions, pronouncing their verdicts, of course, in perfect French. But qu'est-ce que c'est? A new wealth index reveals London now has the largest number of restaurants serving the finest wines in the world, 100 more than Paris. Though, to be fair, most of the wine drunk in those restaurants is French. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Actor Steve Carell is going to help pay to send high school students affected by those devastating wildfires in Los Angeles to the prom. In an Instagram video, the Office actor and comedian said he's working with a charity to fund a prom for seniors at six high schools in Pasadena. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight. Northwest wind still breezy. Overnight lows in the lower to middle 20s. On Thursday, we'll see sunshine, northwest winds, highs in the upper 30s to near 40. A chance of snow Friday. Right now, it's 28.
A winter's day in a deep and dark day. December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
I'm if you need a friend.
I wake up before I put on my makeup.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. Just a dream to me.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
To let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Catch up on
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christian.